Well, on Thursday night, Audubon County Fair held its Fair Queen competition. Four contestants involved in that competition here this year. It's not really a competition. It's more like just fun. But Abby Brooks, one of the contestants this year. Tell us your family.
My family is Allie and Mike Brooks of Audubon, Iowa.
Okay. Any brothers, sisters?
I have one sister, and her name is Michelle Brooks.
Okay. She's a keeper?
I suppose.
Most days.
Most days.
Okay, very good. Now, you were telling me earlier that you are really, really involved at the fair. You spend a lot of time here.
Yeah, not even just Audubon County. I show FFA in Audubon County, and then I show 4-H over in Guthrie County, and then I'm down at the state fair ushering, and I show chickens and sheep, and I have static projects going to state fair, so I'll be there the entire time.
Yeah. Why are you so involved? You just love this stuff?
Agriculture is something that just really interests me, and whether I'm getting myself more involved or trying to get younger kids involved, you can always catch me trying to do something agriculture related, whether it's animals or crops or even just advocating for different things in the agriculture industry.
Sure. Have you done pretty well in those competitions over the years?
Yeah. I've had lots of grand champion animals and showmanship wins, and not even just winning necessarily, just helping younger kids out just is really amazing.
Is this a career path for you?
Yeah, hopefully. I plan to do something with ag education or ag business, and yeah.
Very good. All right. Talk about this experience, being involved in the Fair Queen experience this time around. First time?
Yeah, first time. I was kind of, this is something that I've wanted to do for a while, and I reached out to Lois and said, hey, I wanted to get involved last year, but with COVID, I wasn't able to. So I was like determined to do it this year, and I'm like hit the ball running. And when I called, actually, I was the first one that had called her about it. And so that was kind of interesting, I guess. And even though I didn't win, you know, this is helping prepare me because I'm actually the Audubon County Miss United States Agriculture. So just even interviewing and going through this process is going to help me out.
Sure. Will you do it again next year?
Yes. All right. Most definitely.
That's a resounding yes. Very good. Well, enjoy the fair. Thanks for coming by and visiting.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Abigail Zeiger. Tell us about your family.
Well, my parents are Jason and Zeiger. I'm the youngest of four children. My family means a lot to me. It's a big part of my life. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're kind of with you for a long time.
Yeah, they have to be with me, I guess. Let's stick with it.
It's hard to get rid of them. Talk a little bit about why you wanted to get involved in the Fair Queen competition.
Well, this is something I've been wanting to do for what feels like a long time. Just seeing all the queens before me, looking up to them. I didn't really expect to be one of the candidates, but here I am, and I've accomplished my goal so far. Yeah.
Kind of a family affair.
Yeah, family affair, I'd say.
Very good. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing. What's been keeping you busy here this summer?
Well, obviously 4-H, my animals, spending time with my friends, shopping, you know, whatever I can keep busy with, babysitting, yeah.
What projects, what animals do you have?
Well, I just have a pig this year, actually. My sister also has a pig, so not too much, but every year we bring pigs, so got to keep with it.
Have you done well over the years?
Yeah, I feel like it's more for us, just kind of for fun. Like, we don't put too much money into it, but it's fun, so yeah.
Okay, very good. Have you been involved in 4-H and FFA for a long time?
Yep, since fourth grade I've been in 4-H, and since I could in high school I joined FFA. So
this was all very important. You knew this was going to be part of your career path.
Yeah, honestly, I was kind of getting nervous for it, but I just knew I had to do it or I would regret it. So.
Yeah, why? Why is it so important to you?
Well, I just, you know, having that role is going to make you such a great leader after it. Even if it's a little scary going into it, I know that even this experience without getting anything, I know it made me such like more open to any more opportunities I might have.
Sure. What club do you belong to?
Well, I am in the FFA. I'm showing for FFA this year.
Okay.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Very good. So what kind of projects and stuff do you do outside of fair? I know you're pretty busy outside of being here at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, well, in school I'm in track. I'm in art. I love art. That's what I spend a lot of my time doing. Mm-hmm. You know, the weightlifting, whatever I need to do during school to make me better.
Yeah, very good. What, any future plans? Have you thought much about the long term for you yet?
Well, right now I'm kind of thinking something within the missionary field, or it might be college, it might not be. I'm just not really sure yet. It's kind of undecided.
Okay. Did you enjoy the Queen contest experience this year?
I did, yes. It made me such a more outgoing person, I think.
Will you do it again?
I might. I'll think about it. We'll see how I feel in a year, I guess. Okay. Got a little time.
You got a long time. Yeah, you bet. All right. And we hope you have a good time here at the fair this week. Do well. Enjoy lots of good food.
Yes, I will. Don't worry.
All right. Very good. Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, next we're visiting with Maddie Steckler. Maddie was the runner-up this year in the Queen competition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about your family.
My mom is Pam Steckler. She works at Our Savior's Lutheran Church. She's the office manager. Very, very cool lady, I have to say. She's my mom, and I, yep. My dad works in Carroll at St. Anthony's. He is the manager for the laboratory. Interesting guy. What can I say? I love my parents.
Good. I hope it's mutual.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I hope so, too.
All right. Well, talk a little bit about the Queen competition. What was it like for you?
You know, it was pretty nerve-wracking at first, but, you know, it's one of those things that you just kind of have to compete and just go up there, expect whatever. But overall, you know, I really enjoyed it. I wasn't expecting this, but I'm very happy with the results, and I worked pretty hard to get to this part. So, yeah.
Well, we kind of joked about it during the course of waiting to go in to be judged, because you are judged individually by a panel, a couple of judges, and they ask a lot of different things. Do you feel like you were prepared? Did you have a pretty good feel for what you thought it would be like?
You know, I felt pretty prepared, but when I got into the room, I was not expecting some of those questions, just because they were like pretty random questions, and it took some thinking and definitely a lot of, you know, thought into those questions. But yeah, what can I say? It was awesome, though.
Okay. Well, very good. Would you do this again?
Yeah, I definitely would. You know, being here is just an honor, too. And seeing Liz in the past years, with the 2 years that she was Fair Queen, I've always looked up to Liz. You know, seeing her walk through the halls, too. Even before she was Fair Queen, I've always looked up to her. She's an amazing girl. And this just honestly kind of gave me the urge to run for Fair Queen, so I'm glad I'm here.
Good. Talk a little bit about Fair. Are you involved in other things here?
I am not involved in Fair or 4-H, but I do love coming to the Fair and watching my friends and family show. But no, besides that, I play basketball. I do volleyball and track. I had the honor to go to state track this year, and I ran in 3 events, did my best, and placed in 2, so that was quite the honor. And I do a lot of things outside of school, like lifting and summer stuff. So it's still kind of, I guess, involved in school, but I love doing that kind of stuff. So
very good. Well, so you're kind of an observer here at the fair. So from that perspective, spokesperson of the fair, tell them why folks should come out and enjoy.
You know, I come out here mainly just because, like, we live in Audubon. I mean, what is there to do during this time? So I love to come out here and watch my friends and see all the awards and medals they can get and stuff like that, because we live in a small town, so this is quite the adventure living here.
Yeah. Well, as runner-up, aren't you going to be involved more this week now at the fair?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, it's quite an honor, so I'm glad.
All right, very good. Well, enjoy all the food and the friendship and all that fun stuff that comes with it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, also last night we crowned a queen. Kennedy Roy is the queen. Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Derek and Jessica Roy, and I am one of 3 siblings, Austin Fabian, Alexis Fabian, and Camry Roy.
Talk about the experience for you. What was it like?
It was a lot to prepare for. I was a little nervous, and I wasn't sure what activities I was going to speak about, because I'm involved in a lot. And there were some of the key activities. You know, I work 4 jobs. I give swim lessons on the side. I love my boar goats, and I travel all around the U.S. and show those. And it was hard preparing and picking out the few activities I wanted to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fair experience, the state fair experience, for a lot of the girls that get a chance to participate in the state fair queen competition, can be a little nerve-wracking because they have no clue what they're getting into. You kind of have an idea.
Yeah, so I volunteer through the FFA as a free stage attendant, and I have chose the Bill Riley stage. I've gotten really close with Bill Riley Jr., and I have actually seen the previous queens these last couple years, and them getting ready to go out on the stage, and the Miss Iowa get crowned and all of that. And it's crazy how nervous they are, and I'm nervous going into it, but seeing them backstage and having a little bit of clue of what I'm going into helps.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it should be. What, I mean, I don't know about, it's hard to ask about expectations about that. You just go into it looking to have some fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Having fun and meeting a lot of new people. That is my biggest thing, is I love making friends, and I'm not shy. And so I definitely am excited to meet some new people.
I didn't see that. I just didn't see that quality. Talk a little bit about the fair. Be a spokesperson, because you are now, for the Audubon County Fair. Why should folks come out and enjoy? Why is it a can't miss?
The whole community comes together this whole week to end weekend to put things together. And I myself have 9 goats here, and I have 3 ducks and 5 broiler chickens. And so I'm showing on Saturdays when all of my shows happen. My little sister shows Sunday a little bit. And I'll be at all of the shows now, but it's so cool to see all of the exhibitors coming in and really participating in everything they can, and to see all of the support that we have. And it's a lot of fun. There's so much to see, so much to do here at the Audubon County Fair. I know we have the figure eight races Friday night, and Saturday night we have the rodeo, and it's so much fun.
Well, and we were small but mighty this year with no contest last year. We're kind of starting all over again this year, just the 4 contestants this year. But you guys all seem to get along real well and have a lot of respect for each other.
Audubon is so small, and I've grown up with most of those girls my whole life. And even Abby Brooks, she didn't move here until 5th grade, I believe it was. And I knew her from different camps I'd gone to in Guthrie. That's where she's originally from. And even when she came to Audubon, I was the one to show her around, and it was like she never, you know, had lived somewhere else. We were so close right off the bat, and that's how I have been with all of those girls.
You bet, and hopefully some same relationships after the State Fair Queen competition.
For sure.
Very good. Congratulations again.
Thank you.